Hello. So, what kind of foundation do you want? As I was thinking about what topic I wanted to discuss this evening, I went through a couple different ideas, and it took me a little while to figure out which one I wanted to talk about, but the one I came to actually kind of developed with a project that I've been working on at home. Actually, Morris has been helping me as well a little bit, but as many of you noticed, we had a lot of stone in the back of the church building. Well, I decided that I needed some of that stone. So this is one of the many truckloads that I took home with me. In fact, I have about 700 plus stones sitting on the side of my house, which is roughly about 12,000 to 13,000 pounds of stone. Okay. Well, what I plan to do with this stone has absolutely nothing to do with my topic, but how I have to use the stone and what I have to do to make sure that the stone does not get destroyed is what I decided to talk about today. And what I have to do with a lot of stone, with that much weight, is I have to build a foundation to help support that stone as I build on it. So we're going to start off just talking about reading Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains fell and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Well, if you've ever seen a house or any structure that was not built on a firm foundation, there are many things that could happen. Houses fall, they tilt. You know, people do stupid things sometimes as they try to build houses and don't have a foundation to put these houses on. Well, things even like a house splitting in half could happen, which is, again, either a poor foundation or no foundation at all. Well, with a weak foundation, many things can go wrong. You see in Matthew 26, verse 41, and Mark 14, verses 38, it talks about temptation and how the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. If you have a firm foundation, you will be willing to stay away from temptation. 1 Timothy 6:10 talks about the root of all evil is money. Yet if you have a good foundation, a strong foundation, things like money won't really get in your way. There are many other things that can go wrong. Your personal life will struggle. You can have issues with coworkers or even extended family members. The last picture I showed you was a house that actually split in two. Your home family can struggle. You can actually have a household split in two because of a weak foundation in the Lord. Most importantly, your spiritual life will struggle as well. Now, foundations that need repaired, you know, all foundations need work. You need to keep up with your foundation, with your home foundation. And things can happen as life goes on, but you need to continue to keep up with your foundation, your personal foundation. But things can happen. You can get cracks in your foundation. Maybe in the past you actually had a good foundation, but over time there was a crack and it needed to be repaired. Okay? In the last photo here, you can see a foundation that has cracked under the surface. Okay? Lots of times, your life, your foundation will crack underneath where nobody sees it, where even you don't see it at the beginning. Okay? Lots of times this happens and you don't realize it till really it's too late and things really start happening in your life. They go bad, and the damage is already done. Matthew 7:7-8, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. And kind of going along the same as Revelations 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Sorry, eat with him and he with me. If your foundation is bad, things like opening a door become tough. At first, It's kind of hard as your life gets a little harder, the door is harder to open until it becomes impossible to open. And when Jesus comes and knocks on your door, you could be stuck. And all of that is because you have a poor foundation. When foundations crumble and you don't realize it, the doors don't open, and you don't fix your foundation, then what ends up happening is those doors do not open. So can you repair a broken foundation? Of course you can. Is it quick and easy? Absolutely not. In fact, it takes time. There aren't shortcuts to repairing a foundation. In fact, if you do take shortcuts in repairing foundations, then what ends up happening is it's easy to break again. You need to make sure when you repair your foundation that you repair it right. You need help to repair foundations or to gain a foundation or to keep your foundation. Friends, I have family, your church family, and of course God and prayer are all key components to helping keep your foundation strong or help repairing a foundation or even building up a foundation. Take your time when you build or repair the foundation. Make sure you do it right. Make sure it's strong. Having many structures, having a big support system, okay? But most importantly, make sure you have support from others to help you along the way, to help you structure your foundation in the right way so that it doesn't break, crack. It doesn't need to be repaired. So, of course, when you do have a strong foundation, nothing's going to go wrong with a firm foundation. No, that's not right. Stuff will happen, okay? We read in Matthew 7:25, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Even though you go through bumps along the way, with a firm foundation, your life will stand strong. And you will be able to recover from things that happen in your life because of that firm foundation. Because you built a structure around Jesus. Because you built a structure around your family, your friends, and you have a support system to help you along the way. So which foundation would you prefer to have?